WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, everybody. This is WVUA 90.7 FM, the Capstone, and welcome to episode number 31 of the Full Court Press Podcast. My name is Jamie Martinez, and I'm joined by Alex Chasen and Nick Atkinson. On today's episode, look forward to league news and a new segment where we all take the current players in the NBA, and we're going to draft a 13-man roster. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @FCPPodcast_UA and on TikTok at @FCP_podcast. With that being said, let's get into it.
Let's get right into it. I reminded you guys last week on the podcast. I'm going to do it again today. April 9th, the NBA regular season ends. April 10th, rosters are set for the NBA playoffs. April 11th to April 14th, the NBA play-in tournament starts. And April 15th, the NBA playoffs begin. We are closing in on the NBA playoffs. We are excited for that, obviously, as a podcast. That's our Christmas. It's basically 2 months of Christmas for us, or I guess 2 months of Hanukkah for me. We are all excited for the NBA playoffs to start. It's coming up very soon, but let's jump in to the news. There are finalists for the Hall of Fame class of 2023 per Adrian Wojnarowski, Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, Becky Hammond, and Greg Popovich are among the finalists who have been elected into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2023. Nick, do you want to talk about any of those guys in particular? Dwayne Wade, Dirk, Pau, Tony Parker, Greg Popovich, Becky Hammond, WNBA superstar. Any of those people, who are you excited to see to get into the Hall of Fame the most?
Definitely Dwayne Wade and Pau Gasol, too. I kind of just want to see what he says about Kobe because, you know, Kobe's never going to be able to have a Hall of Fame speech. So,
right.
You know, we'll be missing out on that. But this is Kobe's, like, probably... I'd say probably his favorite teammate, you know, since him and Shaq have a lot of had beef. So, you know, that would be a good source coming from Pau Gasol.
How about you, Jamie?
I mean, I'm really excited, obviously, to see Dirk Nowitzki. It's been a long time coming for him. We've already seen KG go in. We've seen Dirk get in. Or not Dirk, sorry. Tim Duncan go in. And now it's finally time to see Dirk get in. Three legends of the 2000s, 2010s era at that power four position. Dirk's finally getting his flowers. We love to see it.
I would say Tony Parker. He recently did an interview with Jeremy Sochan of the Spurs. That was a very interesting dynamic there. They're both foreign NBA players. Obviously, Tony Parker was a star. Jeremy Sochan is working his way up to a solid NBA player. We'll see what he becomes. That was a very interesting interview if you guys want to go check that out. It was in Tony Parker's like basketball court at his house, and he has like all these big action figures, Marvel action figures. He has like a life-size... life-size Hulk, life-size, all these different Marvel characters, and some DC ones. He had life-size Batman, my personal favorite. Jumping into some more NBA news, Bradley Beal gets into an altercation with a fan. Per ESPN, Washington Wizards guard Bradley Beal is under police investigation after a post-game incident with a fan in Orlando, Florida, who claimed to have lost a bet, according to police documents obtained by ESPN. After the 122-112 road loss to the Orlando Magic last Tuesday at the Amway Center, Beal and the Wizards were exiting the court, and a visitor in the tunnel headed to the locker room when, according to police report, an unidentified man remarked to Beal, "You made me lose $1,300, you F word.
You fraud."
He said the F word. Beal, according to a report, turned around and walked toward a friend of the man who made the comment and swatted his hat off his head, knocking the man's hat off and contacting the left side of his head. You can't do that. As much as all these NBA players want to, as much as I would agree with most of them, because, you know, they're human beings too, they have emotions, they have outbursts like everyone else, you can't do that if you're Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards actually just beat the brakes off my Boston Celtics last night. But with that said, you can't do that if you're Beal. He might be in some legal trouble, might be in some NBA trouble, but probably not too much because he's a star in the league. He'll probably be able to get off pretty clean. Moving on with more Wizards news, are the Wizards locking up their big three? The Washington Wizards and Kristaps Porzingis are in serious discussions on a contract extension as franchise prioritizes new deals for him. And also forward, Kyle Kuzma, Shams Charania of The Athletic reports. Either one of you guys, how do you feel about the Wizards? Obviously, Beal, he's got the contract extension last offseason, but they want to lock up Kuzma and Kristaps Porzingis. How do you feel about that for the Wizards? And if they can get some good depth around him, hey, that might be a playoff team, not just a play-in team, a playoff team.
I think if they have the opportunity to re-sign both of them, you obviously got to do it. But if I were to prioritize one, it's going to be Kyle Kuzma.
No way.
I think I'm prioritizing him only because he's younger and I think he has a lot more potential to lead a team. Honestly, I think I'd rather have Porzingis and Kuzma over Beal just because Beal's getting older and I don't know if I just don't know if they can win with him. I just think Kuzma has a lot of potential. That's debatable. Because at the same time, there's so many other teams.
Kristaps Porzingis single-handedly beat the Celtics last night by himself. We had a full Celtics roster.
I'm saying, Kuzma and Beal, I think I'd rather have those two over Beal. Just as a tandem, Beal, and then bring in 50. Some other talent.
Beal can drop 50
anyway. Damian Lillard can drop 50, and they're still not winning.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Right, but I don't think it has anything to do... I think just they need better depth around him. I don't think it has anything with Bradley Beal.
I mean, I just think it's going to be a lot of money within those three guys that it's going to be hard to sign depth. So I do think one of them has to go if they want to clear the depth to bring in other depth pieces.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you want that big three, but then you have to put money elsewhere. Yep. We'll see what happens on that standpoint. But that is the Wizards news. Nick, do you have any takes on that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I did see that they want to get back Kyle Kuzma, but I don't know. I just think the team needs to separate as a whole. I mean, or at least get Bradley Beal out of there. He's old, so.
He's not that old. He's only like 30, 31. It's just his contract's so big.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's just what if I was in the GM's chair, I would completely start new.
I
would
have got rid of Bradley Beal a while ago, and he got rid of John Wall, too, because he was part of that time frame for the Wizards. Yeah, I mean, granted, he's still younger than John Wall, but he was part of that time frame, and they should have just revamped a while ago, but instead of staying like in this middling, more on the bad side road. So we'll see what happens on that standpoint. But jumping into Andrew Wiggins, could he return this season? Warriors are currently the sixth seed. They're 40-37. They're one game behind the Clippers and one game ahead of the Timberwolves as of this recording. It could change by the time this podcast comes out because of how tight the West is. But with that said, Warriors coach Steve Kerr remains hopeful that Andrew Wiggins will return this season after the veteran forward missed his 20th straight game because of a family matter that we do not know about. There were so many rumors on social media, honestly disgusting rumors on social media, that I'm not even going to get into because they were just like, who cares? He's out for family reasons. Let the man be. We don't need to Twitter attack him. But with that said, if he comes back, Warriors are sitting pretty good right now in the sixth seed. They're in the playoffs. If he comes back, this just pushes their chances of turning their season around even more. But if they don't have him, they might be able to get out of the first round, but they're not going to get back to the finals without someone like Andrew Wiggins, who was a huge part of that championship team. Any takes on that?
I mean, yeah, if the Warriors want to make a run in any circumstance, they got to have Andrew Wiggins. So I'm hoping whatever he's going through right now can clear up. I know I'm obviously not a part of that, so I'm not sure what the time frame looks like on there. But if the Warriors are going to have a tough matchup, as the way it stands, they're going to be facing Sacramento in the first round, and I think they're going to need Andrew Wiggins for that. So I'm just hoping for a good series and prayers up to Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, I agree with that. Last podcast, Jamie and I discussed Ben Simmons' struggles continue. He was evaluated for a nerve impingement. Now Ben Simmons has been officially put out for the rest of the season. He's been ruled out, I should say, for the rest of the season. He is not coming back per Nets coach Jacques Vaughn. No surprise here. It just kind of sucks for Ben Simmons' career. Keeps spiraling out of control. Keeps getting worse and worse. Hey, but the man is still on a massive contract, so at least he can be optimistic about that standpoint. But his career on the basketball court just keeps just dwindling and spiraling out of control. Also on last podcast with Jamie, Kevin Durant getting back into action. Question mark. Is he? It's been confirmed for tonight. So he's already played because this podcast comes out on a Friday. We record on a Wednesday. So Durant already came back. He's been confirmed after missing 10 games with a sprained ankle. Phoenix Suns NBA All-Star Kevin Durant will make his return Wednesday night versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, barring any setbacks. So barring any setbacks, he'll be on the court tonight, which I'm excited to see how he meshes finally with this Phoenix Suns team. What did he play, like 3-4 games before getting hurt? And then he sprained his ankle pregame. So finally he's back. Let's see what the Suns can do. I'm excited about that. Also, last podcast, we talked about the Gary Payton comeback on the Golden State Warriors. He made his comeback over the weekend at GP2 in his 15 and a half minutes played, got 9 points on 3-for-4 shooting, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. If he got a steal in there, that's all he really needs to do for this Warriors team. Get 5-9 points per game, you know, shoot pretty efficient, get some rebounds, get some assists, get some blocks, get some steals. That's what the Warriors need out of Gary Payton II. They don't need anything else. They just need a defender, so it's good to see him back on the court. We're excited about that. He made his return this past Sunday against Minnesota. Everyone's returning. Me and Jamie talk about this. Everyone's returning against Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's funny. And then also Karl-Anthony Towns returned for Minnesota. LeBron. Is he returning? Well, he did return. Finally, LeBron James. He came off the bench against the Bulls. It was the first time LeBron James came off the bench since December 11th, 2007. In 2007, well, I was 4. You guys were probably like 3. It's crazy. 2007, that was the last time LeBron came off the bench. I didn't even know he came off the bench once in his career, but it was December 11th, 2007. Thank you for Shams Charania doing that dirty work for us. In his first game back since his injury, he had 19 points on 6-for-11 shooting, 0-for-2 from 3. That's okay. That's not really his game. 8 rebounds, 3 assists. LeBron is back, baby, and the Lakers are looking to make a run. Nick, I know you're not that big Lakers fan in here, but that's why I'm looking at you. That's why I'm looking at you. How do you feel about the Lakers? And don't, hey, just be a little unbiased. I know you got some bad blood there because of Russ, but just be unbiased. Take a little bit out of it. How do you feel about the Lakers now that LeBron is back?
I mean, they got killed by the Bulls, and then we killed the Bulls. So, I mean, to me, that just sets us a lot above them already. But really, tonight's going to tell the story for me. If they beat the Bulls, then I'll say, yeah, they can go on a run. But if they don't beat the Bulls, the season's over.
Yeah, I mean, what Alex failed to mention is that the Lakers lost that game, and Patrick Beverley hit the dagger right over shot. LeBron, yep. And then got called too small by a 6'2" Patrick Beverley.
Yeah. I know, even though Patrick Beverley too small. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, yeah, LeBron came back and all, but it was not in any good way. And like I mentioned before on the last podcast, it seems the Lakers do more winning than they do
That's
with LeBron.
That's just a terrible take.
And they ended
they
up losing.
What? No, that is kind of
They win yeah, more you when can't they don't say, have you LeBron.
He, this kid last time,
and
last
he,
podcast.
They lose when he comes back.
This
so
kid last podcast, he said they're better without LeBron.
That's stupid.
That you can't say.
Record
that.
Proves it. They were like 7-3 in their last 10 games.
And who LeBron, won a championship with the Lakers?
LeBron,
who won a championship
yeah,
with the Lakers?
3 years ago.
LeBron.
I'm talking this season.
You can't
I'm
say that.
This
LeBron
season.
Could be 55.
I can't say that because I just did.
LeBron could be 55 and still be better off with him.
I'm not mute. I can say that. LeBron and they lost when he came back.
LeBron could be 55 and they'd still be better off with him.
But they're not because they're like not even in the play-in. They're like the 9 seed. So if they were so good, why aren't they a playoff team?
I like LeBron, but the rest of the team I don't like. So, you know, I'm there with you, but the LeBron slander, you know.
Well, Mickey Mouse fraudulent strikes again.
That's crazy. One last piece of news before we get into today's segment, which I'm really looking forward to. Nick, I'm going to question you again on this because I know you have some strong feelings on this one. Did Damian Lillard play his last game in Portland? Per Shams Charania, sources say the Portland Trailblazers are leaning towards shutting down all-star Damian Lillard for the season's final 9 games. The franchise is seriously considering taking precautions as Lillard deals with a calf injury, and the team is 3.5 games out of the play-in tournament race. There's been reports that could have been Damian Lillard's last game in a Trailblazers jersey. I think he wants to be there, but the team wants to go on a rebuild. They just don't know what to do with the keep Dame. But Dame doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. He wants to compete. He wants to do, even if they lose all their 82 games, he wants to go out on the court knowing he's competing for a championship, even if they lose all the games. On the other hand, the Trailblazers, they're kind of leaning towards a rebuild, sources say. So, Nick, I know you don't really love Dame. I know you have some thoughts on this. What do you think about Damian Lillard?
Yeah, I think it is. I think he'll be out of there by the end of the season. Beginning of the off season, I just think, you know, the Clippers game when they played that game, the commentator said this will. He said that Paul George and Russell Westbrook may have just ended the Damian Lillard era in Portland because they were already leaning towards a rebuild, getting all those young players in there, and they got all the big contracts off the team besides him and Nurkic now. So that's just one more step into a rebuild. You know, and there's no big free agents this off season besides James Harden. But James Harden is not going to Portland, so, you know.
He'll be in Houston.
I can hope he goes to Houston.
James Harden is always talking about going to Houston. But I wanted to ask you a question. I've always seen these connections between Damian Lillard and the Clippers. What if the Clippers bring in Damian Lillard and bringing Westbrook off the bench?
Westbrook's not being benched behind Damian Lillard.
Why wouldn't he?
Damian Lillard's better than him.
I don't care. Westbrook won't do that. He'll
I'm just
leave.
Saying, what would you think about
He'll
the
leave.
Clippers?
Westbrook will leave.
What would you think about the Clippers?
He'd be championship contenders.
He'd leave, though. He's not playing behind Damian Lillard.
That's crazy.
I mean, he played behind Dennis Schroeder.
It's all right. And he was the sixth man of the year.
I mean, I don't know. He could be the sixth man of the year for the Clippers.
I'm good. I like him starting. You know, Damian Lillard's not a playmaker, so the team wouldn't be as good as they are right now.
Fair.
Maybe they'll put up points, but the playmaking and how good the both of Paul George and Kawhi, Mason Plumlee. If you look at a whole in our last 10 games, we're 8-2, and you look at everybody's percentages, their true shooting numbers, the offensive rating, everything else, everybody's playing so good. Better than they played in their whole entire career, basically, especially Kawhi Leonard with his percentages. He's averaging 50-something percent from three. And he's a catch-and-shoot shooter half the time. So, and now we got Marcus Morris out of the lineup, and everything looks good.
To circle back to Dame, I'll give my take on this real quick. His contract is so astronomically big. There is so much money under this man's name. that there's probably going to be only three or four teams that would make an offer for him. And I think those three or four teams, if they got him, I don't know how good they'd be. Because they're going to have to give up so much. They're not going to I mean, it depends on who it is. If it's someone like the Lakers who want to give up a ton of contracts and then just have LeBron, AD, and Dame, and then no one else, they're going to be back. They're going to be in the same place they are now.
No.
Clippers, on the other hand, you know, Kawhi, PG, and then, I mean, same place. There's really nowhere where he can go and compete for a championship unless it's a team that has a lot of young talent on rookie or lower-end deals that can just, like, in 1 minute, the next season, flourish into a playoff team.
Orlando.
He's going to Miami. That's
again,
take.
Though, you have so much money wrapped up. You're going to have to give...
Kyle Lowry's on a $30 million deal, though. I think they'd be able to
just get rid of Kyle Lowry.
Dame's going to, like, get an upward of $50
million. Yeah, they'd be able to pay that off, though. They have big contracts up there. They'd be able to do that.
I don't know. It's just really interesting to
see.
They
got that endorsement money on Miami. Maybe he could take lower pay because Miami's such a
this
big
season,
market. He'll make money elsewhere.
Yeah, so next season it's $45 million. The following season it's $48 million. You want to pay someone who's 34 years old $48
million. I know. I wouldn't pay him over 30, but, you know...
Miami, they would. Coach Spo probably loves Dame.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Well, I know Pat Riley would definitely pay him because he's all about winning down there in Miami. But anyways, we're ready to get into the main segment. Nick, do you want to explain the rules for us and get into the nitty-gritty of what we're going to be doing today?
Yeah, so today we will be using current NBA players. We will draft a 13-man roster plus two-way players. Two-ways will be only rookie players. Prior to the show, before we started, we did a random number generator. I was one, Alex was two, Jamie was three. The order is Alex, me, Jamie. So... Alex will go first, then me, then Jamie. So it's a snake draft. So basically round one, I'm just going to be in the middle the whole time. So it'll be Alex, me, then Jamie, me, Alex.
And then me, Nick, Jamie. So it's going to be a snake draft, kind of like fantasy football. All righty, guys. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, with the first pick, and we're doing this live, by the way. We did not do this pre-record. We're doing this obviously not live, but live as we're sitting here right now. And with my first pick in the draft, what do we want to call this? The first pick of the 20...
Of the FCP Fantasy Draft.
Yeah, because we'll probably do this all 4 years. Yeah. We'll make this a fun thing.
Of the annual.
Of the annual FCP Fantasy Draft, I'm going to go with... With my first pick, I'm going to go with Joel Embiid. The leading NBA scorer...
MVP.
And the possible MVP, I'm hoping for it, Joel Embiid as my first pick. Nick, you are on the board. Talk us through it, man.
I'm not going to do it this early.
Yeah, you cannot pick Russ this early.
I was thinking about building a team out for him, but, you know, my first pick. I'm going to have to go with.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm looking for somebody that could really be a scorer. Giannis, yeah. Give me Giannis off the Copa.
All
best
right.
player in the NBA.
Jamie, you're up, and you get two picks.
Yeah, I got back to back picks here. I wanted to go with Giannis. That's all right. I have a draft board. I have
all
a draft
right, cool,
board.
Cool, cool, cool.
So with my first pick, I'm going to take who I believe is the best point guard in the NBA, and I'm going to take Luka Doncic.
Interesting.
Okay, where?
And by the way, after this podcast is over, I'm going to take a picture of all our drafts because we're writing it down on a piece of paper. So make sure your handwriting's relatively neat. Doing good so far. And we'll post it up, and you guys are going to vote on our Instagram which team would win a championship out of all of us. All right, you're up next.
All right, and so it's a snake draft, so I have back-to-back picks. And I want to compliment Luka with some of the best talent he's ever been around, and I want a pure score to be with him, so I'm going to take Jason Tatum.
Okay. Ooh, JT, my boy. Okay. So now I get two picks. All right.
It's back to the two.
Oh, yeah.
Back to two.
Oh, word.
So
oh, yeah,
there.
Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick.
That would have been disrespectful.
My bad.
Okay. I'm leaning towards some shooting.
You did Nick dirty with Joel Embiid, so I had to take JT. I had to get my get back.
It's okay. Jason Tatum's a power forward, bro. You're tripping.
I'm putting him a small.
All right, that's fine. You can do what you want. And the team has to fit.
Yeah.
My third pick, with my small forward, my second pick, I'm going Kawhi Leonard.
Interesting.
Oh, this is early. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so now I get two picks.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up. So right now I just got Joel Embiid. He's my center. I am thinking I should probably go for a guard before these fools take him off the board. So I'm going to go with... My point guard, I'm going to go with, this is going to sound funky, but I want someone who can dish the rock, all right? So that's my standpoint on this. He's averaging around 11 assists, 12 assists on the season.
Wow.
I'm going with Trae Young.
Whoa.
Trae Young.
That is crazy.
And he can shoot, too. And Trae Young can shoot. I know, crazy pick, but I'm trying to build a good facilitating roster here. I was thinking about Tyrese Haliburton, but I think...
I thought that's who you were going to
name. It's too early for Tyrese Haliburton. It's too early for that. You guys can take him, or he could probably be a six-man later. But it's too early for Tyrese Haliburton. But Trae Young can shoot the rock. He can shoot the three. He's having an amazing facilitator season. So I'm having Trae Young on that. And then I get another pick again. And now on that standpoint, I'm probably going to go with my boy... Give me Jaylen Brown at my two.
I could have bet $1 million he was going to take him right there.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown is going to be my shooting guard. I got JB, the Boston Celtic, as my third pick. Nick, you are back up. What are you going to go with?
Nah, I'm not going to do that yet. Some shooting at my center position. Kawhi Leonard, great shooter, as I've mentioned previously, but... I don't think that I want him to be my starting center just because I'm not in love with this is the person I was thinking. I don't want him to be my center since, my boy Joel got stole with the first pick.
I'm giving him respect.
Yeah, that's true.
What you thinking?
This is stupid. Jaren Jackson Jr.
Interesting.
Wow.
We're locking everything down. Yeah. And we're shooting threes, so...
All right, so I'm back. I got back-to-back picks. It's crazy how this guy's still on the board. I know these guys don't like him, but I'm going to take Nikola Jokic at my center.
That's fair.
So I got Luka, JT, and Jokic. I'm going to be a pretty offensive-based team, at least starting lineup-wise. So I think there's no better duo... scoring wise at that forward position than JT and KD. So I'm going to take Kevin Durant at power forward.
This early. Interesting. All right. So what's your team so far, Jamie?
So right now I got Luka at point guard, no shooting guard, small forward Jason Tatum, power forward Kevin Durant, center Nikola Jokic.
All right. Nick, after you make your pick, let's hear your team. Excuse you.
Just like he said, I can't believe he's still here. Stephen Curry.
Right. Yeah. All right. So what's your team looking like right now?
At my point, I got Steph Curry. My two guard is waiting to be picked up. Kawhi Leonard, Giannis, and Jaren Jackson Jr.
All right. So my team right now, before I make this pick, is Trae Young at the point. Jaylen Brown at the two. No three or four. And then JoJo at center. What do I go with? I got two picks. At my small forward, let me think. At my small forward, I'm going to move JB to my small forward, right? And at my two, surprise, he's still on the board as well. I'm going to get Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
So I'm going to move my next pick. I'm going to move JB to the three, and I'm going to put Donovan Mitchell as my small forward. All right, I got one more pick. Let me just write this down real quick. My number four pick. Boom, boom. All right, so now I need a four, or I could get a six man. And I think I'm going to go with a six man because I want someone who is going to dominate the bench better than anyone else in the NBA. You know where my mind's going. Give me SGA as my six man. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be my six man. I'll get my power forward next round. I just really want to lock up that bench unit because no one's going to score better than SGA coming off the bench. All right, Nick, you're up.
I got to go with the greatest of all time, LeBron James.
Well, fraud.
Nah.
I don't know about that, I'm going to have...
At your two guard?
He can play the point. But he's going to be my playmaker. Steph Curry in LeBron screens. Then you got Jaren Jackson and Giannis down low.
I feel like your team's going to have too much ego.
I don't think so. I think we'll be good.
All right. We'll let the fans decide who's got too much ego or not.
All right. So I need a shooting guard, and then I got to fill out the bench. So at my shooting guard, I'm really torn between two guys. This is tough, but I think I'm going to go Anthony Edwards at my two guard. I really like him. I think he's a better defender than the other guy I was thinking of. Plus, I don't need my teammates beefing, so that would be pretty lame.
Oh, I can assume. I already know who you were thinking then.
Yeah, I can't take that shooting guard.
I'm not
going
to take him. You don't know, are you?
Yeah. And then I got my bench to fill out. So what my team lacks right now is a whole lot of defense, and my team's pretty injury prone, and I'm going to bring in one of the best two-way players of all time. I'm bringing PG-13. I'm going to bring in Paul George. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
You want to
Nick's
trade?
Face. No. We'll do trades at the end. We can possibly do trades at the end. We'll talk about it at the end. All right.
I'll give you Giannis for Paul George.
I'll totally do that.
At my power forward position, I got to fill that role, that void, I should say. I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan. There's some other guys on the board who are doing a little better, like Julius Randle, Laurie Markkanen, points-wise. But DeMar DeRozan is just more of a veteran. He's more of a true star in this league. So I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan at my power forward position. My number six pick in this draft is Mr. DeMar DeRozan. All right, so my starters are filled up. Do I regret not drafting Steph Curry and LeBron? A little bit, I'll be honest with y'all. But I really think the facilitator with Trae Young is going to help dish out the rock to Jaylen Brown, Donovan Mitchell, DeMar DeRozan, and Joel Embiid. Honestly, Joel Embiid can carry this whole thing himself. And at my sixth man, I got SGA. So now I'm going to fill out that seventh man on my team. Who's that going to be? Surprise, this man is still on the board. But hey, if I got SGA, one of the best, who's going to be one of my best bench players ever, give me Kyrie Irving as one of the best bench players in the entire world. Kyrie Irving is going to carry this team off the bench. Give me Kyrie at number seven. You are up, Nick.
Russell Westbrook.
That's crazy this early. He was going to be there the whole episode.
It's all right.
That's crazy. You want to give the fans a reason why, the listeners why?
Because he's going to facilitate better than anybody in the whole entire league off the bench. So,
you know. But how many points is he going to get you?
I don't need him to. I need him to facilitate, do what he's doing for the Clippers, getting, you know, six offensive rebounds a game and dishing the rock. So
he was going to be there for a long time, though.
Yeah, not for me.
All right, so I got my backup shooting guard / small forward at the six. I still need defense. And so I may not be this guy's biggest fan, but when healthy, he may be the best player in the NBA. I'm going to take Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Pick.
The best player on the Lakers.
Huh, maybe if LeBron didn't exist.
So I got Paul George, AD, and now I think I want a backup point guard. Another guy I can't believe is still here. Certified shooter, hood man, Ja Morant.
I thought he was about to say John Wall. Say you were crazy.
All right.
All right, Nick.
All right.
This is your seventh pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not doing it. That would be really nasty if I picked him up. Yeah, with besides Westbrook off the bench, give me the third best shooter of all time, Klay Thompson.
Ooh, I was going to get Klay. It's a good pick. I was actually looking at him right now. All right, for my eighth pick, I need a big man. I have two guards coming off the bench, SGA and Kyrie. I need to fill that out with a big man. I'm going to go with Pascal Siakam.
I like that pick a lot.
He's a good pick. Brings great versatility offensively, defensively. I need to help get some help on defense. So I'm going to get Pascal Siakam with my number eighth pick. Give me Pascal. He is my power forward off the bench. I got one more pick, number nine. I'm going to really get this bench super defensive. You got anyone have Jimmy Butler?
No.
All right, give me Jimmy Butler. He is going to – this defense is going to be stellar off the bench. And sometimes maybe they'll start. Sometimes maybe these guys will come in and start for me. But
yeah, I'm thinking about moving somebody to –
yeah, we'll talk about it at the end. I got Jimmy Butler. What is he, a power forward, small forward?
Yeah.
I'll say power forward. There we go. All right, Nick, you're up again.
All right. I was just trying to, you know, negotiate something out with Jamie, but we'll talk about that at the end. I should have took him.
Just take him anyway.
I don't know how much I like this fit right here. But, you know, he's such a good defender. And I can move Klay Thompson is 6'8", you know.
So 6'7".
Same thing, you know. I'm going to take Desmond Bane. He's such a good defender and shooter. And, you know, just what this is going to do. I just am making the best 3-and-D team out of everybody, I feel like. So.
Okay, so I'm back at it. Right now, what my team lacks is rebounding, so I'm going to take the best rebounder in the NBA, light the beam, number 6 in MVP voting, I'm going to take Domantas Sabonis.
I thought you were going to say Rudy Gobert before you said light the beam.
And then for my 10, I got a point guard, a small forward / shooting guard, I got a power forward, and I got a center. So I'm either going to take another shooting guard or small forward here. This is tough. I got one guy in mind, but I don't need him beefing with Luka Doncic right now. Well, he's also not the best defender. I'm thinking of Devin Booker, but I don't know if I want to take Devin Booker. because we'd be having some bench fights going on. But we live in a fantasy land, so I'm going to take him anyway. Why not?
It's got to fit.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Nick, you are up, my man.
Okay.
Ninth pick.
Yeah. So, you know, he's been kind of having a really good season. I feel like this is going to surprise a lot of people, but, you know, I don't really care, honestly. I feel like this is, the people that I'm picking up are going to, you know, bring a championship to the team. So, Brook Lopez.
I thought you were going to say someone else, but I heard the B. Give me Bam Adebayo! At my 10th pick, I need a big man off the bench. He is having his best career year, in my opinion. Maybe not in the stat sheet, but he is playing his best basketball of his career. Give me Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat as my number 10th pick and my center off the bench. Number 11, we're closing down to this bench. We talked about him earlier. One of you guys thought I was going to take him earlier, but I'm going to take him now because he's still on my board. Give me Tyrese Haliburton. No-brainer. Give me Tyrese Haliburton. I may even just try to move him up to my starting lineup after the show when I post these. I'll probably post these on the Friday when you guys are listening to it. But with that said, give me Tyrese Haliburton at number 11. You are back on the board, Nick.
Okay. So, Brook Lopez, I was trying to build this out like a starting five or whatever, but, you know, Brook Lopez is going to be in the center of this this backup rotation, so I'm going to have to take second-best defender in the NBA, Evan Mobley.
That's what I was thinking about taking.
That's good.
That's a good pick. I was really considering taking him. Okay, so I want to clarify, everybody's healthy on this team, right?
Yeah.
We're talking no injuries.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm taking South Carolina's very own Zion Williamson.
No way.
Forgot about injuries, or I would have took him. He would have been, like, my second pick.
Yeah, he's one healthy, 26 points a game, 7 rebounds.
You got the South Carolina team.
Yep. I got John Morant, too.
Oh, I got to get Ryan.
All right, and then I got another pick, and I don't care what anybody's going to say. I'm a Kings fan. I'm lighting the beam 24-7. I got Sabonis. I'm going De'Aaron Fox.
It's not a bad pick. All right, Nick, you're back up on the – oh, Jamie, let's recap what you got so far.
All right. So, point guard, Luka Doncic. Shooting guard, Anthony Edwards. Small forward, Jason Tatum. Power forward, Kevin Durant. Center, Nikola Jokic. Off the bench, Paul George, Anthony Davis, John Morant, Domantas Sabonis, Devin Booker, Zion Williamson, De'Aaron Fox.
All right, and then after the show again, like, we can move things guys around for the starting lineups. But, all right, Nick, you are up with your 11th pick, right? Yeah, 11th pick.
Yes, 11th pick. I want to get my boy Tyrese Maxey. But, I don't know. Because now I'm, like, at the second, like, the back end of my, bench.
Right.
I'm definitely not getting James Harden.
Show no love to your Sixer?
Yeah, it's not for too much longer. You know what? He'll be here. He'll be here in a minute. Give me Tyrese Maxey.
All right. I got two picks. At number 12, I'm going to go with – I need some size. My only big man right now – well, actually, that's not true. I have Pascal and Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, but I do have a lot of guards as well. So I need someone in the middle, like a small forward. I need some pure defense, someone who's going to lock up your best player. Give me OG Anunoby.
That's a good pick.
As my number 12 pick. I just need someone who's pure defense. Yeah, he can shoot that three pretty well, but I also need someone who is going to – defend your guys' best player. I need someone to lock up Nick's LeBron. I need someone to lock up Jamie's Kevin Durant. So that's going to be OG Anunoby for me. He's going to play that small forward position for me. Number 13, I also need some other defense. There's other better guys who can score the ball, but I need someone who's going to be that perimeter defender. He's going to be my backup shooting guard. Give me DeJounte Murray of the Atlanta Hawks as my backup shooting guard, backup one, but he's going to be that shooting guard because I got guys like Kyrie, SGA, and Haliburton who's going to be that guard play. So give me DeJounte Murray as my backup two, my pure perimeter defender. He's going to lock up everyone. Nick, you are up.
Okay, so like you said, you need a defender. I do too. I want Herb Jones.
All right.
Very, very
interesting.
Very interesting.
All right, Jamie, you have your final pick, 13.
And then
you have your first pick of your two-way players.
All right.
Again, reminder, the two-way players can all be rookies, so I'm just saying that as a reminder.
So, my 13th man, I'm not necessarily sure what I need. I think I'm going to go small forward because I already know who I'm taking with my first two-way player, even though there's not really a lot of good small forwards left. So I think I'm going to just go in the mentality on best player on the board because he can play power forward to center. First time All-Star, I'm going to take Lauri Markkanen.
That's a good pick. I was thinking about him instead of OG, but then I wanted some more defense.
All right.
And then your first two-way player, who can only be a rookie.
First two-way player, I think it's an obvious pick here, can only be a rookie. I'm going to take the unanimous rookie of the year. I needed a power forward anyway. I'm going to take Paolo Banchero.
I thought I'd do Keegan Murray.
Nope. I'm coming here to win.
All right, fair enough, fair enough.
Okay,
this is your last roster pick. All right. 13th pick.
Okay. Looking at some people that could benefit me on the rebounding side of the basketball, I'm going to have to pick up Julius Randle.
That's a good pickup. I was also debating him instead of OG. All right, my final two picks, both my two-way players. So this actually is good for me because Jim Lee's only he's only picked one. Nick hasn't even got to his two-way yet. So my only two-way picks. With my first two-way player, I'm going to go with who should I go with? I'm going to go with B-Math. Benedict Mathurin, a good pure scorer who's going to be that two-way. Again, he's going to be in the G League a lot, but when he comes up from the G League, he is going to be a pure scorer for me and give some other guys some rest. So he's going to be that shooting guard small forward, but I'll move him to small forward because he's got the height to do it. That's my number 14th pick. And then my final pick, my last two-way, my last roster player, who's it going to be? It is going to be someone who I think, looking down the line, he will be the better player than Rudy Gobert. Give me Walker Kessler. I think the Jazz won out on that trade with the Timberwolves. Not right now. Obviously, Rudy Gobert is better right now, but give it a few years. I think looking back on it, the Jazz have made that better decision. Mm-hmm. Give me Walker Kessler of the Utah Jazz.
All right. For my first pick of the two-way players, I'm going to have to pick Dominique Leaf.
Dominique Leaf.
actually, nah, I'm just kidding. Jaden Ivey. Yeah.
That's
you
a good
know.
Pick up.
I'm looking down the line in a couple years, and, you know, I'm going to need somebody to carry the load whenever everybody gets old. So.
Right on. All right, Jamie, your last and final pick.
All right, so right now Paolo Banchero is number one on the rookie ladder for NBA Rookie of the Year odds, and the number two guy has not been picked. And at that number two spot is Jalen Williams from the Oklahoma City Thunder.
See, Jalen Williams right now is good.
I'm gonna say Jalen Williams.
But he's an older rookie, and I don't know how much better he's going to get.
He's a Cali boy. He's averaging 14 a game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And since the last time they did a rookie NBA ladder, he's averaging 20.7 rebounds, 5 assists. So I think he's well-deserved of this spot.
All right, Nick, your last pick of the
can
draft.
Can I do a little bit of a, like, can I do a sophomore player for this last one?
No.
No?
Because we all did rookies.
We all did rookies.
That's my guy.
Yeah. Anybody that's on the Clippers, you know, I'm trying to think. We don't
take
have any,
my guy.
We don't have any rookies.
Get Keegan Murray, man.
No.
I hate you. I'm
just
kidding.
Sixers have any. No, we do not.
Matt McClung.
Get J.D. Davidson. Get some Bama in there.
No, I don't like Matt McClung.
J.D. Davidson, get some Bama.
I'm good. Keon Ellis.
All right.
Yeah, roll tide.
All right.
Sacktown, light the beam.
Starting off with Jamie, we're going to go through our rosters and say if you want to move anyone around.
Hold on. I think we have a trade. Did you want to propose a trade?
But I also have an idea.
Right.
We have some time. We could draft some we need coaches.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is on the fly, but I'm with it. All right. Let's do some coaches. You want to do a head coach and
two assistants, yeah.
Head coach and two assistants.
Two
all right.
Assistants.
Yeah.
Head coach and two assistants. Jamie, you get that first pick.
Oh, shoot.
On the fly, so we had to work with it. Head coach and two assistants.
Oh, man, hold on. I don't even know who's good.
Why don't you take your own coach?
He gets his first pick?
Yeah. You don't know what you're doing, though.
This is tough.
This is pure entertainment right here, because we're being our raw selves on the fly. You want Nick to get the first pick in this one?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sure.
All right, okay, Nick gets the first pick.
I got my Clippers players on here. I'm taking Tyronn Lue.
All right.
Well, that's fine.
I'm going to go with Mike Budenholzer, baby.
Okay.
Give me Mike Budenholzer.
That's a good pick.
Mike Budenholzer as my head coach. He's with the Milwaukee Bucks, and he, you know, they won one championship. They might do it again this year. Give me Bud.
So there's a lot of picks here. So obviously there's Coach Pop. Coach Spo, but I'm going to take the guy who is a defensive-heavy coach. I have some good defensive pieces, but he also leads the number one offense in the NBA. I'm going to take Mike Brown of the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
All right, right.
So, you know, we were talking the other day. We were like, you know, actually, it might not have been me and you. I think I was just thinking this. The Warriors and the Cavs were in the finals against each other, you know, like for 6 years straight.
Yeah.
Tyronn Lue was coach of the Cavs. So I'm going to coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr.
Your assistant?
Yeah.
Well, this is too easy for me. I got to go with Greg Popovich as my first assistant coach because, yes, he's getting older, but he's still the smartest mind in the NBA that is currently a head coach in the NBA. So Greg Popovich, as an assistant coach, he can kind of relax. He isn't going to be a head coach anymore pushing 80. That can be Mike Budenholzer's job, but he can just sit there and relax and just give his input as it's needed. Give me Greg Popovich as my assistant coach.
I like it. As my first assistant, though, I'm going to take the best young coach in the NBA. I'm going to take Joe Mazzulla.
No way. You should have said Will Hardy of the Sun, of the Jazz.
Nah.
I appreciate it, though. I don't know how good he is.
I think he's good. I mean, he's that young, leading one of the best rosters in the NBA. Got to take it.
Okay. For my assistant number two, I'm going to take the best assistant coach in the NBA, Sam Cassell.
All right. I have a question for you guys. Again, we're doing this on the fly, everyone. Do they currently have to have a job?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Cousin say Ime.
I would just do that.
I mean, he had a job last year.
I would have picked, what's his face, Phil Jackson, if that was the case.
All right, so if they have to currently have a job right now in the NBA, I have my Budenholzer, I have Greg Popovich. I'm going to take...
Have you already picked your assistant number two?
No.
I mean...
This is my number
just
two.
Just because I did it. Y'all don't have to, but we should do assistants for the assistant, too.
Yeah, I'm going to do assistant number two.
Oh, no, like an assistant coach.
Nah, yeah, this I think it's all right.
Yeah, because I have Mike Budenholzer, Greg Popovich, my assistant coach, and I have one more.
No, like I'm saying, like the actual assistant
instead of Greg Popovich as an assistant.
I don't know who. I mean, yeah, I don't know all 30 coaches. Teams, assistant coaches
just,
like that.
I just know.
Yeah, I know. He's not on the team anymore. He got a job.
Yeah. So.
Who am I going to go with?
I know who I'm going with.
I'm going to go with...
Lionel Hollins.
Yeah, I'm going with Dominique Leaf.
I'm going to go with the Pacers head coach. What? I'm going to get my Pacers head coach. I'm blanking on his name.
Who? Oh, Rick Carlisle?
Rick Carlisle, baby. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. I was thinking of the Mavericks for so long. Rick Carlisle, he's one of the most long-tenured coaches in the NBA. Obviously not with the Pacers. He was with the Mavericks forever. But... he is one of the brightest minds in the NBA, winning a championship with the Mavericks. Give me Rick Carlisle as my final coaching pick. I don't know why I was blanking on his name. Thanks, Nick, for the help there. All right, Jamie, your last pick.
All right, so I'm torn between two. I'm torn between Eric Spoelstra and Nick Nurse. Spo has two championships. Nurse has one, but he also has a coach of the year. Spo does not. I think I'm going to go Nick Nurse. He's the younger guy.
Fraud coach.
Yeah, he has the more recent championship.
Fraud coach. One championship with... because he had Kawhi.
Yeah, I mean, Spoelstra won it with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh.
But he's actually a great mind, though.
So is Nick Nurse. He didn't win Coach of the Year for nothing. Spoelstra didn't win a Coach of the Year, so.
Yeah, he's got to do more than that.
Nick Nurse led a championship.
Eric Spoelstra started as the camera guy on the Miami Heat and worked his way up to being a coach. Well, that has never happened before. That will never happen again.
Who?
Eric Spoelstra started his career with the Miami Heat as, like, a camera guy.
And he still got Mickey Mouse rings.
What?
Yeah, how does that?
What are you talking about? His first championship was
compared to Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse's was harder.
He had Dwayne Wade and...
yeah, exactly.
It's like a second year.
Had Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh.
And Shaq.
Pat Riley.
But he was still.
I think Alex Chase is the fraud here.
I don't know, man.
I was really torn between Nick Nurse and Anthony Adama, but I think I'm going to go Nick Nurse.
Yeah. Well, Adama's a good kid, but.
He's a good kid, but I just don't think he's up there yet.
And that's our friend Anthony, by the way. We're just making a joke. All right. So we have all our rosters set. Nick, do you want to make any trades? I know you were talking about that earlier.
Yes. So I'm going to propose something to you. I will give you LeBron James for Paul George.
I feel like that is a deal that I really can't decline. So,
hold on.
I think I'll take it.
Hold on. Let me think something through. Okay.
I'm doing a 2-for-1.
I don't think you'll do this. I don't. I really don't. I think I would like it if you would though. LeBron and Evan Mobley for Kevin Durant and Paul George.
No shot. No way.
You want to propose anything to me?
I definitely
want to do the Paul George trade, so I'll keep that on the table. Paul George for LeBron?
Sure.
All right.
Write it down. Paul George. So just, yeah, cross out the name and say, like, trade.
Paul George.
Yeah. And what's the reasoning behind this, guys? Let's hear it out. How do you think, Nick, I'm going to interview you. How do you think you win this trade?
Because, for one, like you were saying, the egos of the team. I just think LeBron won't be able to play off of all these guys that well. And I'm also, I don't care how stupid it sounds, I'm moving Westbrook to the starting lineup and having Curry start because he has his boy Klay Thompson down there.
You mean off the bench? Curry off the bench?
Yes, he's going to come off the bench. He's going to put up 45 points per game off the bench.
All right.
And, you know, then he has all these players off the bench. Like, he's never played with a center as good as Brooke Lopez. He also has Evan Mobley, Tyrese Maxey, Herb Jones, Julius Randle.
You realize who they're playing against, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Jamie, how do you think, obviously I don't think you have to do much talking, how do you think you win this trade?
So, I mean, it's LeBron James. I feel like...
I thought he was bad. I didn't say he's bad.
He's a fraud.
Well, on the Lakers, they're not winning games, so I think he's a...
So you're actually going to do terrible,
Jamie, because you said on the Lakers they don't win with him, so how are they, how's he going to help your team?
Because I want LeBron. As you say... He does win. So I'm going to go with your mentality now. He does win.
Oh, so you're just going to change up like that?
Well, because now he actually has talent.
Okay. All right.
Let me see your players real quick.
All right, you can take my notepad.
Plus, he's a sixth man. He's coming off the bench.
You're going to put LeBron as your sixth man?
LeBron and AD? Yeah, LeBron's my sixth man.
All right, so Nick's looking at my roster right now. He's thinking about proposing a trade. He's working through it.
You won't give me anything for Joel, I'm sure. Would you do Steph for Joel?
No.
Steph and Mobley for Joel.
Who's your starting center?
Jaren Jackson Jr.
No.
Hold on. Let me just keep looking.
What you thinking? I mean,
I mess with my starting lineup. That's nice. Nah, I'm straight.
Jamie, can I propose you a trade for JT? All right, for Jason Tatum, I'll give you DeMar DeRozan. There's more, so just hear me out. DeMar DeRozan. And I'll give you guy your back, Tyrese Haliburton.
No.
I'll give you Tyrese Haliburton, and I'll also give you. What do you need?
Not much.
You realize no one drafted Damian Lillard, by the way. I just want to make that a point.
Fox better.
No one drafted Damian Lillard. I'll give you for Jason Tatum. I'll give you Jimmy Butler, DeMar DeRozan, and Tyrese Haliburton.
It's tempting, but I don't think I need those positions.
All right, my offer's off the table.
Do you want to offer me? Do either of y'all want to offer?
I haven't made an offer yet. I haven't made an offer.
Okay, Jamie, you make an offer.
I was thinking of making an offer for Giannis.
Okay, who for? Who went with for?
I was going to say LeBron.
Trade LeBron back.
LeBron? Hold on. Who's your rookies? I'll do LeBron and Paolo Banchero for Giannis and Keon Ellis.
I don't know. If you want Giannis, you're going to have to give me KD. I want KD and LeBron if you want Giannis.
That's crazy. That's too much.
I'll give you Jaren and Giannis if you give me KD and LeBron. For KD and LeBron.
Nah, I think my offer still stands. Hold on. Because you're getting a way better rookie.
Hold on. I'll give you Jaden Ivey. If you give me Kevin Durant and LeBron, I will give you Giannis.
You have to have a 13-man roster. You can't lose a 13.
And I can pick. Can I sign somebody?
Yeah, you can sign.
Okay, I'll give you Jaden Ivey, Giannis, and.
Then you have to release people. This is getting too complicated.
And I'll also give you Brooke Lopez.
Nah, I think LeBron and Paolo Banchero is fair for.
All right. Okay, because it's getting way too complicated. We shouldn't have to think about releasing all this stuff to have a roster because we have to fill out the roster.
Oh wait.
Final offers. One last offer from all of us, if you want to.
Okay. Giannis and Jaren, and Jaden Ivey for KD and LeBron.
Say it again? Giannis, Jaren...
And Jaden Ivey for KD and LeBron.
I would not do that.
Yeah, I just
think... Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
I just don't like Jaren. I don't like Jaren, like, offensively. Like, I'm losing so much offensively with KD and LeBron.
I'm just looking at his roster.
Any last offers?
I don't know what your team is. I haven't made an offer to you. Oh, man, I love this handwriting. I'm not sure if there's anybody on your team I want. I kind of like Walker Kessler. But I feel like that's not really that good of a trade. I mean, DeMar DeRozan is starting on your team, so I think I'm good.
Well, I was going to move it around, though.
Somebody want to throw me another offer? I'm willing to make some moves.
Last offer. We all made our last offers. I have to make... This is my last one. Because it went with Nick, Jamie, then me. All right. For Giannis, I'll give you... No, because I don't have enough for Giannis. Jaren Jackson Jr., I'll give you... No, I think Pascal's better than Jaren Jackson Jr. low key. For Kawhi.
No.
No.
I'm not trading anybody on the Clippers.
All right. I'll go back to. Honestly, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. All right. So
hold
that's,
on.
Okay.
1 second. I really do want Kevin Durant and LeBron. Anything that you want on this team is yours, besides Westbrook, Kawhi, and Paul George.
That's crazy.
For LeBron and KD. Steph and Giannis for LeBron and KD.
Dude, I still don't think that's.
I don't want Steph because I have Ja, Fox, Luka, and.
But Luka can run the two. It's Curry at the one, Giannis at the four with Jokic, and you have Jason Tatum too.
I think I'm all right. I just think my team is so much better than yours.
And I'll throw you.
Already.
And I'll throw you any one of these players off the bench that you want.
Herb Jones.
He's locking everybody up on your team, so
that's cap. That's cap.
Funny about that.
Herb Jones is not locking up everybody on the team.
He's one
Herb
of
Jones
the
couldn't even guard Lauri.
He's
Markkanen.
One of the best defenders in NBA history statistically. Is that good? Come on, you know that you want Steph and Giannis. Think about having the greatest shooter of all time, besides a very good playmaker like.
So I think what I would do if I made that trade.
I'll give you Joel Embiid for LeBron and KD. I'll give you Joel Embiid and Kyrie Irving for.
That's not better than
LeBron.
No.
Listen, just for LeBron James, I'll give you. Never mind.
You are very close to getting it. And think about how better that makes your roster to have Luka, Curry, Jason Tatum, Giannis, Jokic. Think about that.
The other reason I'm liking it is because I'm improving with KD to Giannis.
Exactly.
And then...
You're improving with Anthony Edwards with Steph Curry.
I think I'd run Steph off the bench still. Only with size on the starting lineup.
Exactly. So you'll be fine.
Only thing that would hurt would be my bench starters or my bench guards, because it would be Ja and then Curry, which still isn't that bad. Yeah, I'll take it. Why not?
All right, write them down. I think that is all we got for you guys today. I will post this up. This podcast will be out Friday morning. We'll write down the final rosters. So if one of you guys want to write it down. This is interesting. I'm excited to see how you guys vote. I'm talking to you guys, the listeners, right now. I'm excited to see how you guys vote on this. Me, personally, I think I have a very versatile team that's going to dish out the ball to some great shooters. But I don't know if I have the best team. I mean, that trade right there definitely helps Jamie's team and Nick's team. So we'll see on that standpoint. But, Jamie, that is all we got. Are you ready?
Hold on. I'm writing this down. All Giannis right. is a really long name.
It is a really long name.
So after writing Giannis' extremely long name, I'm going to say thank you all for tuning in to WVUA 90.7 FM and the Full Court Press Podcast. We will be back on Monday with our 2020, 2019, 2018, and 2017 NBA redrafts. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @FCPPodcast_UA and on TikTok at @FCP_podcast. This is Jamie, Alex, and Nick signing out.
Peace.
See you guys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.